Today is a little different from the other Sundays of Lent. This Sunday is celebrated as Laetare Sunday. The Latin word Laetare, which means rejoice, comes from the entrance antiphon. And to symbolize this joy, the altar is adorned with flowers and the ministers wear rose vestments. Not pink, let me be clear. Today is an opportunity to remember that as we approach the somber days of the Lord's Passion, we do so knowing that we will ultimately rejoice in his resurrection. Today's gospel presents the healing of a man born blind. While there are many themes here, I believe the church is inviting us to focus on the underlying theme of baptism. Recall that the purpose of Lent is to prepare for Easter, the great celebration of Christ's resurrection. This is also the season when we reflect on our own incorporation into his death and resurrection through the waters of rebirth. This is why at the Easter Vigil, we celebrate baptisms and welcome catechumens into the church. In fact, the theme of baptism permeates today's gospel. Jesus applies clay to the blind man's eyes and tells him to go wash in the pool of Siloam. This act is a symbolic foreshadowing of baptism. And St. Augustine observed that the man was made a catechumen when Jesus anointed him with the clay. The gospel tells us that the pool of Siloam means sent. In the rite of baptism, water is poured to symbolize the washing away of sins by the one who was sent, Jesus Christ. Baptism is not merely a one-time event in our past, but a living reality that continues to shape who we are today. Baptism is the foundation of our Christian lives, yet it can easily be overlooked. The church invites us today to reflect on our own baptisms so that we can celebrate Easter with greater joy. St. Thomas Aquinas wrote, "Just as a man cannot live in the flesh unless he is born in the flesh, even so a man cannot have the spiritual life of grace unless he is born again spiritually." Those of us who are baptized oftentimes might not appreciate this gift as we should. It's easy to take for granted something we have possessed since birth. An ounce of gold might not seem significant to a rich man, but to a poor man, that same gold could change his life. Our baptism is that gold. So today I invite us to ask God to help us see ourselves as he sees us, his beloved children. Let's ask ourselves, how am I being called to share in Christ's priestly, prophetic, and royal mission through the life I am living now? How am I, as a member of the body of Christ, contributing to the mission of the church? What habitual sins or failings do I need to cast off so that I can preserve the sanctifying grace that I received at baptism? And am I relying on the graces of the sacraments, especially the Eucharist and reconciliation, so that I can grow in virtues? Let us ask God to stir up and rekindle the gifts we received at our baptism, faith, hope, and charity. May God deepen the gifts he has placed within us for the building up of the church, and may any latent graces be reawakened and activated in us today.